Welcome to the PCI CEO Spotlight Series, where we visit with the CEOs of some of America's top private companies, as rated on the Entrex Private Company Index. For more information on Entrex and the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. On this segment, we're joined by TJ Eberle. He's the founder and CEO of Nuvian. It's a technology consulting firm that specializes in managing and delivering high-value solutions to mid-market and Fortune 1000 companies throughout the Southeast. The company, by the way, is one of North Carolina's top 100 small businesses and, of course, rated as a top growth company on the PCI Index. With over 19 years in the information technology industry, he's a true business leader and model entrepreneur in his field. Joining us live on the line from the Nuvian headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina, is TJ Eberle. TJ, welcome. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. My pleasure to be here.
Curious to start, what events initially led to the creation of the company Nuvian?
Well, I'd been in the business and technology consulting industry for a number of years, and actually had a chance to participate in a couple of other successful startups. And through one of those exits, kind of always had the urge to do it myself. And given some changes and desires in the marketplace, we decided to take that chance, if you will, and put our hat into the ring ourselves and founded Nuvian in February of 2003. Was not the best of markets, and we did not necessarily have a client or a contract in hand, but felt confident in our abilities to be able to reach to our target customer base, leveraging our network of employees and professionals that we've known kind of through the years, and were able to put together a successful business plan and launch it in early 2003.
How would you describe your original vision for this company?
Nuvian is built on passion, and it kind of runs throughout our internal employees. All have a passion for delivery excellence. We look to drive that passion and working with our clients in a way that focuses on delivering value to their business. In some cases, it's very technology-based. In other cases, it may be more process or people-based. But at the end of the day, it's about driving value. Not only for the end customer, but also those individual personnel that are participating from that project perspective, from a client side, as well as our own folks, and it's kind of really putting all that passion and focused on delivery excellence that I think is what drives us and what resonates very well with our client.
When you approach a new client, what set of problems are you generally solving for them?
Well, we're careful to examine before we diagnose. So we really don't come in with a preconceived understanding or issue that our clients may be having.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time investigating, trying to understand really what is driving their business, and understanding what their needs are, and then from there, assuming that there are critical needs that meet our service delivery options, then we try to align those elements together. I will say that typically what we're looking for and what our clients are facing is some element of change in their business. That change could be initiated by some strategic activities that they're undergoing. It could be initiated by changes in their own marketplace, either in their product mix or in their customer mix and their distribution channels. That change could be necessitated by regulation or other compliance vehicles, and then probably lastly, change around organization, either some merger or acquisition integration types of activities. And then with that change, there typically are the enablers around people, process, and technology, and that's part of where our services really come to help our clients implement that change in a successful manner.
We're visiting with TJ Eberle. He is the CEO and founder of Nuvian. That's www.nuvian, Nuveon.com, located in Charlotte, North Carolina. For those of us that are a little bit less familiar, can you share a history of this market space and how it's evolved? Tell us a little bit about the market context and how Nuvian fits into that.
Well, Nuvian's really a kind of a dichotomy in itself, and I think is representative of the market in itself. Our colors, for example, are green and black, which I think resonate with the fact of green being the newness and the black being something that's been established and experienced.
Yeah.
I think if you look at the marketplace as a whole, management, business, and technology consulting has been around for years. Obviously, the large accounting firms had built up large practices. Some of those still exist today. Other of those have been folded under other entities like IBM and Capgemini and so on. And then you've had kind of the regional and local space where companies, you know, essentially are in need of one of two things. Either there's a certain expertise that are lacking, or there's a real capacity issue and quantity issue where they need more of similar kinds of resources but are meeting a spike in demand in their environments. So what we see and what we represent is that new era where we're taking a lot of services and the approaches that methodologies that have been around for a while and are well entrenched in their experience and proven in their ability to deliver value, and are architected in a way that's a little bit different than a number of other firms. We, for example, rely a lot on what we call our employee-owned network. That's a combination of all of our employees own a portion of the company, but also our network of professionals that we've worked with in a variety of different capacities that may be with other firms at this point in time that may have certain industry expertise or certain technology expertise or so on that are not within our four walls, being able to bring those resources to the table in a manner where we share core values, we share our ability to deliver together. It's different than kind of some of the traditional, larger Big Five global consulting types of models. I'd say the other aspects different about these services is our focus and our obsession with 100% referenceability. As a regional consulting firm, we're as good as our last projects, and we are focused intensely on that customer service, whereas some of them, maybe again, from the marketplace perspective, there's just so many of these kinds of projects. You hear about some of the horrible failures that are out there, but they're able to continue to do business and just move on to other clients. That's not the case with us, and that's why we really focus on that customer service element.
How would you say that Nuvion's growth is tracking against what is admittedly a challenging economic environment right now?
Well, we're blessed with a lot of very good, talented folks right now, and have the right relationships with our clients, where we've experienced record growth over the last 14 months. As with many startups kind of through our history over 5.5 years, we've had high growth and then some challenging moments and elements, but we've really kind of continued to tweak our model and really focused it on the customer and tying it to the passion that our employees have. That seems to be working, obviously. Our growth, we will more than double in 2008 compared to 2007. We already have a book of business sold in 2009 that represents about half of what we've done this year already sold. I think in terms of the challenging the economic conditions as a whole, it creates a bit of sensitivity and becomes a little more value-based. And that plays very well into our strengths, where we're able to provide the same or better people at a little lower cost than some of the larger global firms.
Yeah.
I think in challenging times, folks are also more apt to tie themselves to trusted relationships, advisors that they can count on that are going to be there in the trenches with them, you know, Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday if needed. And I think our obsession with 100% referenceability bodes very well in those markets. So between the combination of the quality of our folks and I think some of those market conditions, it's actually enabled us to do quite well over the past year and in the years to come.
Excellent. And by the way, congratulations for that growth. I know you've created a unique culture of working together, a kind of cohesiveness at Nuvion. Tell us how this was created and the effect it's had on your company's performance.
Certainly. Well, our core values are, represents the acronym Team Right, and the teamwork is kind of what's fundamental to the core values that we look to recruit for, but also then to build a culture around. The roots in that probably go back to all the way back to my days in high school and early college, playing sports and most notably baseball, and the real belief that the best team is not necessarily just the best individuals. It's taking those individual talents and creating an environment where collaboration and teamwork kind of balance each other's strengths and weaknesses to make the team as a whole stronger. And that's really kind of the foundation of Nuvion. We've taken a number of very highly skilled professionals, very successful in their career, some of them as individual contributors, part of them as part of larger teams, and been able to put them in an environment where clearly there's an entrepreneurial spirit that drives kind of the individual creativity and the individual drive, but does so in the context of a team, in that together we are much stronger than the individuals that we represent. And that's just proving to be successful, not only in the types of people that are attracted to work with us, but also our ability to deliver those services for our clients. And, you know, it allows us to team with our clients much better as well, where we're in here for, you know, we're going to be with them for the long term in meeting their needs and being able to deliver value for them. And, you know, when we see each other in the grocery stores or the athletic fields or in our places of worship, that we're proud to say hello and look them in the eye, and as opposed to have to kind of, you know, hide behind the grocery aisle or so on. And it's just kind of that spirit of teamwork and camaraderie that we live very outwardly, not only within our internal organization, but on our client sites as well.
It's clear that you've built a very strong values foundation for the company. We've been visiting with TJ Eberle. He's the CEO and founder of Nuvion, located in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're one of the top 100 small businesses there, and also rated as a top growth company on the PCI Index. TJ, thanks so much for visiting with us, and we wish you the best continued success at Nuvion.
Thank you very much, David, and appreciate your time today.
For more information on PCI, the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. The PCI CEO Spotlight Series is heard exclusively on the Small Biz America Network.